I've been looking forward to this interview for a while. This is a guy I see all over the place. So do you, armed with his cameras. Will Bacoy is in the studio. Good morning, Will.
Hi.
Hi, good to have you here. Don't be afraid of the microphone. Just jump right up.
Is this live? This is live?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping you'd get maybe Clooney to play me in the broadcast later or something. I don't know. Okay, so we're live.
Well, yes, we are live. We are live. And Will Bacoy, it's hard to imagine anybody in Sonoma County that doesn't know you. You have become the photographer in Sonoma County. And exactly at what point did that happen?
Well, Grandma handed me a camera when I was three. But, professionally, I guess it's been about 10 years.
10 years.
That I made the jump.
Yeah. And here you are at the top of the heap.
I feel like it. I feel like I'm doing okay.
Yeah, you're doing okay. You're the go-to guy. I mean, let me ask you this, first of all. What event, person, situation in Sonoma County would you like to photograph that you have not yet been able to?
That hasn't been invented yet. But it, but I'm sure it's coming up soon.
Okay, so there's nothing that really is, you know how they say for to actors, you ask, what role, what if you had to only have one more role in your life, what one would you want?
See, I can't.
What interview didn't you get? That kind of stuff.
That just doesn't happen. Every day is a new day, and that's the beauty of what I do is that every morning I wake up and I'm like, all right, where's my camera going to take me today?
Yeah.
And I'm never ever disappointed. It's amazing.
Well, I think it's the range of things that you photograph that is very interesting to me because it's so varied. It's so wide. You know, we're talking about everything from beautiful bottles of wine on a table to some really fun and sometimes funky headshots of people who are looking to do something else in their lives to the events that you are. I know I never am at an event that Will's not at. Everyone I go to, you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty lucky. I get a lot of invitations.
You get a lot of invitations. You must be a very rich man, I think.
Rich in spirit and, and experiences.
And one of the things that I found out about you just recently is that this was not your gig. This was your second act, maybe.
That's right.
And so you were in the automotive business before all of this,
yeah,
yes?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
What kind of transition is that? And what did your wife say?
Well, what happens is, you know, like all of us, you kind of, that was a career I had for 30 years. And so, like all of us, you catch yourself kind of in a routine that maybe you're not crazy about. You know, you go to work, then you come home and you watch TV or you open a magazine or something. You feel like coming home is the waiting room for your work life. And so, even though it was a great career, I mean, I bought homes, raised kids, went on really nice vacations.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't fill me up the way I wanted to. So when my kids got to a place where, you know, they're getting older and they're ready to move out of the house, I felt like, okay, now I need to do something,
mm-hmm.
right? And also, something happened to a friend of mine. He just suddenly passed away unexpectedly, and he was young. And in my head, I thought, man, I don't want to go out.
You don't
want to
be that guy.
Right. I want to have lived. I want to have, you know, chased my passion. And I'm doing that.
Did you know at that point what your passion was?
I knew it would probably involve photography. What I didn't know, especially in a world where everyone with a cell phone is a photographer.
Yeah,
I didn't
or thinks
know,
they are. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I could, you know, buy groceries.
Yeah.
So, luckily, I met someone who introduced me to one of my idols, who was the first ever photographer for Rolling Stone, a guy named Baron Wolman.
Wow.
He was at Woodstock, and you're hearing a lot in the news about Woodstock right now. I met him and kind of interviewed him and asked him what was his secret. And he said, you know, say yes.
Just keep saying yes?
Just say yes. And the reason is because you just don't know what doors that's going to open for you, and that's proven to be true.
Yeah, very words to live by for sure. What's the most challenging circumstance for you to, you know, it's not easy to get people to relax when there's somebody pointing that big long camera that you have at them.
Yeah,
how do you do it?
I know that. Well, I imagine myself because I I'd rather have a root canal done than have someone than do have my own photos,
take your
right?
Picture.
So it's easy for me to put myself
one of them right now with great. My cell phone. It won't be anything like the Will Bequoy
I'll say
portrait.
Cheese.
Very nice. Okay. See, that's going to be, you're going to say, wow, she really is a photographer. But tell us, what's the difference?
You know, you've got to just kind of have empathy and understand what people are feeling. I did a photo shoot yesterday with a 20-year veteran firefighter in Napa. And, you know, he was kind of nervous. It's photos he needed. But we just talked about him and his career and what he was going through and had been going through. And all of a sudden, you could just see him transition, relax, and become the person that he wanted captured in images.
So it's relationship.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. Relationship. Mm-hmm. Can you say the same thing about brides-to-be?
Yeah.
And or is that a tad bit more challenging?
No, I think it's all the same thing. It's event. Everything's an event, and you want to try to capture the best aspects of that event and tell the story. And so even though, and I don't do a lot of weddings. I do maybe 5 or 6 a year, but even a wedding or for a bride, it's different from bride to bride.
Yeah.
So you got to try to capture what that event means for each bride.
How do you know when you got it? When you got the shot.
I make a funny noise that I didn't for 2 years. I didn't know I was making this grunting noise, but I do. I make a noise. I go, oh, like that. And I just... You just know it's literally from my gut.
And you probably can't help yourself from doing that, making that noise, right?
I can't. Someone once asked me, why do you make that noise? I'm like, I didn't even know I was doing it.
You know, when I think of famous photographers and great photographers, of course, one of the names that jumps to mind is Annie Leibovitz.
Yeah.
And what amazing things that she's been able to do. And so I have seen so many circumstances over the last many years of watching and looking at your photographs and seeing that you have this way of capturing souls.
Thank you.
I think that's really a part of your success story.
Thank you. That means a lot. Wow. There, if you were in my office, I'm a big fan of sticky notes. I have sticky
Me
notes
too.
Everywhere.
Me too.
And on my wall, I have sticky notes of photographers that inspire me.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you need to see what they're doing to, you know, just get a fresh look at what you're doing. And Annie's certainly one of them. But I've got so many sticky notes of photographer names. And I look at their work. Some of those photographers work right here in Sonoma County. Amazing, amazing photographers.
And what have you heard? And I know this isn't easy for you, but that's okay with me. What have you heard from others about how you've inspired them?
Oh, wow. Well, that's the part that probably keeps me going. I mean, the way a golfer hits that sweet drive
yeah.
off the tee
yeah.
or it comes from out of nowhere. I've been very lucky. I've met a lot of musicians and politicians and celebrities, but I mean, you hit it right on the head. The moments that do it best for me are the moments that are totally unexpected. And when you see someone who, well, last week I was at a grand opening for the new houses, the cottages.
The village, yeah.
Yeah,
Habitat
the Veterans for Humanity.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Oh, wildfire survivors village.
Exactly. Yeah. 9 of those families who are getting cottages. They've been couch surfing for 2 years.
Yeah.
And now they have a home. And, man, being part of that moment, being there when that happened.
And how many moments a week, like, are there for you?
That's like how many breaths.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's always happening. There are moments that have really stuck out for me. The Sonoma County Children's Village, foster kids who, with the San Francisco Giants, these kids, I was asked to come out and photograph these kids going out onto the field and meeting each player at their position.
Yeah.
Buster Posey at home, Bumgarner at the plate. I mean, at the mound.
I mean, it's a brilliant moment for us to watch on TV at home, let alone be there and experience that.
So those moments. And when I hear from people sometimes it's that day, sometimes it's a week later, sometimes it's years later, but I hear, wow, yeah, we were there for that. And
yeah.
We relive that moment.
Yeah, so. Reliving the moment. That's really what good photography is all about, isn't it?
It is.
All right, so what is the one thing, the one person that you want to photograph that you haven't had an opportunity to yet?
I don't have an answer for that question.
So you're on your bucket list, your bucket is turned over and it's got a sticky note on the top with a happy face on it. Is that right?
No. I get what you're asking. You're asking, you know, what's your goal? What's your dream? And what kind of a gig would you say this is the one that'll do it for you? I feel like that limits me. I feel mm-hmm. like there's the world is gigantic, and yeah, I want to photograph world events. I want to go out and shoot something that's meaningful and do that every day. But every day presents itself with some new thing, and more often than not, it's something I just completely had no expectation for. And
it sounds like a pretty good life. Pretty good transition for
you. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah. See, second chapters can happen successfully. Well, let me just tell you, Will, that you are one of Sonoma County's treasures.
Wow.
And we thank you for that.
Thanks.
On an ongoing basis. Very good. And no pictures of me today. It's 9:59. Thanks for coming in and talking about it. It's something I've been wanting to do for a long time.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's really like a chronicle. You know, a chronicle of all of the places that we've been and the experiences that we've had. And our thanks to Will Bukoy for being here and continuing to go out and get her done.